If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
John, the sales of drones will skyrocket this Christmas, no pun intended. This is a great advertisement. Someone is a genius out there. What do you think of that, Colin Hinkle, our local drone expert? This is going to boost sales of drones, if nothing else, right, Colin?
I wish I could be that positive. But unfortunately, I actually think that stuff like this is actually a negative impact because, as you've seen, reports over the weekend are increasing on these drone sightings, and you have to start to wonder at what point are people just now noticing normal drones in the sky and also considering them to be nefarious as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would concern you. You are the owner of Soaring Badger Productions. You do video productions for people with your drones, for major sports teams in Chicago, for real estate people, for anybody that... One of the things you told us last week, I think this is so smart. If you're going to build a skyscraper downtown and you want to know what the window is going to be like, the view out the 27th floor, you can fly the drone up to that exact height and say, this will be the view, right?
Yeah, exactly. I did that like the Salesforce Tower, for example, is now up along the river. Is able to show them what views were going to be before they even built the building. So that way they know if it's worth the investment to go up to a certain height, if there's anything to see. Sometimes in certain situations, sometimes buildings are blocking the view that would be there. So, yeah, it's quite useful for that.
Farmers use them too, I understand, so as to survey their crops. They don't have to walk endlessly for weeds or damage or the level that the crop is coming in. They could fly a drone over them, right?
Yeah, and those drones can be quite large. Those ones, they kind of look like mini helicopters. They are pretty large. They have to carry a heavy liquid. They usually fly autonomously, so they just set up a path for the drone to go back and forth up and down the roads with, like, say, corn.
Wow.
And it's very useful, I've heard, in situations where there's like a lot of topography and it's hard for someone to get in there and actually do it manually with laying down the crop strain. So this is kind of a different way of doing it.
Your worry is that if we decide as a result of this that drones are dangerous or bad or nefarious, whatever the word is you want to use, that's
right.
Bad for your business. It's bad for sales. It's bad for the drone industry.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I've been doing it long enough now. I've seen where they were seen as something new and people were very, inquisitive as to, like, what exactly I was doing and, like, what is that thing you're flying? To then people were concerned about privacy and the drones were spying on people. Thankfully, that kind of died down, that worry. And I actually noticed the last couple of years that, in general, it's kind of just been seen as everyday, normal.
Yeah, right.
I travel all over the country. Even in New Jersey, I flew a drone within the last year. And no one said anything to me. I think one guy just kind of commented that he was like wondering what I was doing, but in a nice way. I have some concern now that if you see all these drones and no one knows what is going on or where they're coming from, that anyone with a drone might be questioned or, especially with the mentions now of shoot them down, which, by the way, is a bad idea.
Why do you say that? Why?
Well, it's bad. Number one, it's technically against the law because the FAA says you cannot shoot down an aircraft, and these are registered aircraft if you register them with the FAA as a commercial drone. So you're technically not allowed to just go out and shoot them. You're also endangering the public because when that drone falls, it may fall onto someone below.
Or the bullets fall, and some of these may be manned aircraft. Listen to this. Democrat Senator Andy Kim in New Jersey posted videos. So here's the U.S. Senator from New Jersey posting videos to his X account showing what appeared to be a cluster of drones flying over Round Valley Reservoir Thursday night. 2 days later, he's back on the site going, those are almost certainly planes. My bad, so let's not be shooting any lights in the sky, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I would say if anyone is to take them down, we'll let the authorities handle that. I worry that other people may be emboldened to go do this when they see a drone over their property now and just assume for some reason or another that it's an illegal and bad drone.
What's been your observation over the weekend?
The one thought that I had after we got the phone last week was, if, for example, these are drones from, say, another country or someone trying to do something bad, domestically, I wonder why I put the lights on them then. You can turn the lights off. You could, but not, maybe not even put lights on them in the first place if you truly want to be hidden and want to do something with these drones. So it seems like to me that whoever's flying these drones is not really trying to hide themselves because they're putting flashing lights on there, making it very visible in the sky.
Well, what's most remarkable about this? Is it the number of them? I mean, everybody's seen a drone. That's not a new phenomenon. Sometimes you'll see two or three. I don't know. It must be the volume of them. Is that what is concerning?
It's the volume at the same time, because it is unusual to see more than one drone flying at the same time in the same area, unless they're someone working together, like a drone show, for example. It's also the size. It's very weird that these things have been reported being 6 feet or larger in diameter, when normally these drones are much, much smaller. Like we talked last Friday, they're like the size of like a pizza box, for example. And usually only weigh a couple pounds. If you're talking 6 feet wide, that's a big drone. That's like a, you know, that could definitely do some damage if it were to fall out of the sky.
Okay, here's my guess then, and give me yours, and then I'll say goodbye. I think it's the government doing some coordinated testing. What do you think?
It's either the government, or it even could be a delivery service. Amazon, Domino's, many people have said they're going to deliver via drone. We don't know if someone's just simply doing testing in an area.
Be nice if they came forward with that and put this hysteria to rest then, right?
Agreed. Everything at this point, we're all just guessing, and it'd just be nice if we get some official answers.
I'm going to call you again this week, Colin. I hope you have a nice week.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
If you need his services, Colin Hinkle is the owner of SoaringBadgerProductions.com.